This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to give you a number here at the top of the program that will maybe help contextualize the seriousness of our situation as if it needed it in week 8 or so of this lockdown. The Treasury Department announced this afternoon that in the April through June quarter, that is to say the second quarter of this year, the one we're in right now, it's going to have to borrow $3 trillion to handle coronavirus expenses. I mean, technically, it's $2.99 trillion, but what's $10 billion between friends, right? Told you that so I could tell you this. We've gotten an update from the Small Business Administration about the second round of that Paycheck Protection Program. $175 billion in loans have been approved as of Friday. That means there is still a bunch of money left to lend. And for the banks that are processing those loans, that is good to know. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
Going into this past weekend, the Bank of Southern California was eager to hear from the SBA on how much loan money had been approved so far. Nathan Rogge is the bank's CEO.
It helps a lot to know how much money is still available. You know, what resources do I need to work through the weekend?
Now that the SBA says PPP funding is still available, Rogge says the bank is going to start reaching out to customers and letting them know they can still take advantage of the program.
I think a lot of people's perception was, oh, it's a complete mess. I missed the boat.
Bay State Savings Bank in Western Massachusetts is preparing for a surge in new applicants, says Bank President Peter Alden. The bank's employees are working long hours to submit applications during times of the day when there's less competition.
You know, there's been a lot of applications that have been inputted at night and other off hours just to make sure that they get through.
Many new applicants are likely to be really small businesses with one or two employees.
I think what you're seeing now, or at least on our level, what we're seeing is our largest customers have already participated.
That's Chris Duncan, a senior loan officer at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois. Those smaller businesses are likely to take out smaller loans. So Duncan says it'll likely take a week for the remaining $135 billion to dry up. Still, he sees no reason to slack off.
We can't look at that number and sleep on that number because in our mind, at any point in time, that money could disappear.
And even though money is still available, banks should be helping out the customers who have already applied, says Richard Beyer, CEO of the Nebraska Bankers Association.
I think the process now needs to shift going forward to how do we manage loan forgiveness? How do we help make sure that the borrowers are in compliance?
And help customers manage the financial implications of reopening. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.